Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
I'm here today to express the nation's gratitude to Justice Stephen Breyer for his remarkable career.
Same goes for our future. And his
clear-eyed commitment to making our country's laws work
for the next big crisis or disaster.
Stepping down
that's why you
after
should stock up on emergency food
on the High
from MyPatriotSupply.com.
To retire at the end of
America's
the
largest preparedness
term in late
with
June
millions
or
of happy,
early
well-prepared customers.
Democrats in California and New York are making a push to be the first states to provide free health care to illegal immigrants.
It'll be
in California, Governor Gavin Newsom just proposed an expansion of Medi-Cal to provide uniform.
Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs.
Hardware store owner tells the NBC affiliate in Boston people are already preparing for the storm.
Anytime you get the threat of snow and ice, you know, we sell a lot of ice melt.
But your pile here was...
So this morning the pile came in was like this. So there's been quite a bit of ice melt that walked out of here today.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is focusing on the number of rising traffic deaths across the United States. Buttigieg announcing a new federal strategy that'll use funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law to help promote safer roads. More news online at usaradio.com. This is
the greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, some Republicans on Capitol Hill believe this news is a way to take the attention away from the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border and rising inflation. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying that's exactly what she believes.
They're trying to use this to distract from what is their failed agenda. The American people are all concerned with inflation and crime and COVID and the mandates in Russia and Ukraine, and now they're trying to do this. They do think it will gin up their base, but it also is going to galvanize conservatives going into the election, especially if Joe Biden does what he has been doing for the district and circuit judges, which is to nominate people that are far to the left. They are outside of the American mainstream.
A Jeopardy streak comes to an end.
Amy Schneider's 40 consecutive wins and nearly $1.4 million in prize money came to a halt Wednesday night. New champ Roan Talsma had the correct response to the final Jeopardy clue for a winning total of $29,600. Schneider will be back as part of the quiz show's Tournament of Champions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.